President Obama announcing the death, the killing of Osama bin Laden. You're listening to special coverage from NPR News on the killing of Osama bin Laden. I'm Guy Raz. I'm in the studio here with Don Gagne, NPR's national political correspondent. Don, what a dramatic statement we just heard from the president.
A remarkable moment coming late on a Sunday night. We got word just before 10 p.m. tonight something was up. We started to hear early on that it may indeed be an announcement about the death of Osama bin Laden, and just a very dramatic moment as the president spoke in the East Room there.
The president saying that immediately after he took office, he ordered his CIA chief, Leon Panetta, to find, capture, or kill Osama bin Laden, said in recent months he received some intelligence that Osama bin Laden may have been located. Indeed, they were able to confirm that in recent days. And today, the president said he ordered an attack on a compound in the town of Abbottabad in Pakistan. And apparently, bin Laden's body is now in U.S. custody. I understand our correspondent in Pakistan, Julie McCarthy, is on the line with us. Julie, can you hear me? We'll return to Julie in a moment. We'll try to reconnect with her. But Don, clearly a major, major victory, as the president said, in the U.S. effort to begin the dismantlement of al-Qaeda.
Exactly. And we should not, you know, pretend or intimate that this is the end
indeed,
of al-Qaeda. It is certainly not. We also know that in recent years, intelligence has shown us that Osama bin Laden has perhaps not been the main figure, that he's pulled back, particularly as he has been on the run, as he has. But as the president said, these are his words, it's the most significant achievement to date in the fight to defeat al-Qaeda.
We're seeing images now outside the gates of the White House, people chanting and cheering, jubilation, scenes of jubilation outside the White House today. An absolutely remarkable, dramatic spectacle, and of course the president's announcement here. This is somebody, Don, that we were all told or led to believe, most of us believed, including intelligence officials. I covered the Pentagon for several years, and of course you covered the White House for many years, that the assumption was that bin Laden was gone without a trace.
That he'd somehow eluded even the threat of capture.
Somebody who was presumably in the borderlands between Afghanistan and Pakistan, possibly suffering from some kidney ailment, somebody who did not use satellite telephone communication any longer, who delivered messages through personal couriers, transferred money through just a few trusted advisors. So remarkable that U.S. intelligence was able to locate him 10 years, almost 10 years after the 9/11 attacks.
And early on, President George W. Bush put a marker on this. We all recall his very blunt Texan language. Osama bin Laden, dead or alive.
Wanted, dead or alive.
Wanted, dead or alive. Bring it on. All of that language. And as the months and then years and the entire Bush administration passed, the focus from President Bush shifted. He would say, it's not about Osama bin Laden. It's about al-Qaeda. Certainly it is about al-Qaeda, but here we are 2 years into the presidency of Barack Obama, and they have awarded this firefight today.
And of course, this is the person who was the most wanted person by the United States. I think he was the top person on the FBI's most wanted list. And tonight, it's almost unbelievable, Don, to imagine that Osama bin Laden is dead. He has been killed. His body is in U.S. custody.
The images outside of the White House this evening, a spontaneous celebration. People again started hearing the news shortly after 10 p.m. Eastern time. First the unconfirmed reports, and then later the confirmed reports. But Guy, they're crowded up against the sidewalk, against that wrought iron fence outside the front of the White House. They were singing the national anthem earlier. It's clearly a moment of great release for people all across the country.
It's worth recalling, Don, that Osama bin Laden not only is considered the man behind the September 11th attacks that killed more than 3,000 people on U.S. soil, but also responsible for the 1998 bombings of the U.S. embassies in two African countries that killed 231 people. Also, of course, the attack on the USS Cole that killed 17 American sailors. in Yemen. This was the man who represented evil in the eyes of the American intelligence apparatus.
This was the incarnation, the human embodiment of evil, and a source of such frustration over the years. Recall that shortly after 9/11 in the Tora Bora region of Pakistan, there were leads. They thought they had him cornered. There remains controversy to this day as to whether or not the U.S. moved as quickly, acted on that intelligence as quickly as it might have. He vanished at that point, and this is truly the first thing we have heard since then about intelligence sources actually having concrete information about his whereabouts.
You're listening to special coverage from NPR News on the announcement that Osama bin Laden has been killed in Pakistan. President Obama, just a short time ago, made that announcement. He ordered a strike against a compound in the town of Abbottabad in Pakistan just earlier in the day, after U.S. intelligence officials were able to confirm that Osama bin Laden indeed was in that location. Don, there is a lot of information yet to be discovered and learned in the coming hours and days. We don't know a whole lot right now. We don't know whether Osama bin Laden's body will be made available for people to see. Photographs, of course, Saddam Hussein, when he was captured, we all remember those images of him. It was unmistakable. It was Saddam Hussein. There will be a lot of questions, presumably, around the world as to whether indeed this is Osama bin Laden. Perhaps people will want to see some kind of verification. And then, of course, questions as to whether this will have a significant impact on al-Qaeda. No question, I think, that it will have a significant impact on al-Qaeda's morale.
Exactly. Certainly al-Qaeda is an organization that has many bases, as analyst after analyst has told us on our programs over the past decade, that there's always another head to pop up, even as one is removed.
Don Gagne is in the studio with me. This is Guy Raz. You're listening to live coverage from NPR News about the announcement that Osama bin Laden has been killed. Don, stand by for a moment. Tom Bowman, our Pentagon correspondent, is joining us on the line now. And Tom, what are you learning? What more have you been able to learn about this dramatic announcement?
Well, I haven't learned much more, Guy, other than what the president had to say. The White House is expected to have a background briefing for reporters pretty soon to find out exactly how this came about. Presumably, it was a drone strike. And, of course, the CIA, for quite some time now, has been initiating drone strikes in Pakistan. But the one question I would have is, how did they get his body? Mm. Was it turned over by the Pakistanis? Were there U.S. personnel on the ground in Pakistan? That's something we don't know yet.
President Obama also mentioned that he did speak to the Pakistani president, Zardawi, who also called this a significant event. Tom, I wonder, you've been covering this story for such a long time, and you have so many contacts in the intelligence community. It seemed for so long that bin Laden was, in a sense, a lost cause, as if the intelligence community just assumed that he kind of evaporated, disappeared.
Right, right. And it was almost an inside joke that we would ask every once in a while, you know, do you have any sense where he is? And officials would smile and say, well, we believe he's somewhere in Pakistan. There was a lot of talk he was in the Bajor area north of Islamabad for quite some time. But that's a huge area. And they would tell us that, you know, he had pretty good security, that his security was in sort of concentric circles, if you will, and that if anyone breached one of those circles, that the others would alert him. So he was very, very difficult to find.
Tom Bowman,
apparently,
go ahead.
But apparently, they also said, I think importantly, that there was a lot of cooperation with the Pakistanis in this operation. I think that's important to note.
Tom Bowman, stand by for us, please. Don Gagne is in the studio with us. I understand Julie McCarthy, our correspondent in Pakistan, is on the line now. We've managed to get Julie up on the line. Julie, what have you been able to find out?
Good evening there, Guy. What we're being told here by sources inside the intelligence community of Pakistan is that this was a, quote, highly sensitive intelligence operation. What the Pakistanis will not confirm is that it was a joint operation, but when asked if this could have happened without the assistance of the Pakistanis, the answer is a resounding no. But there's much more to learn about this this operation and how it went down, Guy. As the president said, it happened in a city called Abbottabad. Abbottabad is basically on the other side of the country where people had been led to believe where Osama had been for all this long time. The reports had long centered on the Fatah area, the federally administered tribal areas, which is that stretch of tribal area that hugs the border with Afghanistan, rugged territory, militancy infested area, where the drones are operating, much to the consternation of the Pakistanis today. It's basically many miles away from that on the eastern side of the country, not the western border. Which is very telling to suggest how Osama bin Laden actually moved around Pakistan. The president had mentioned that it was August when this intelligence came to them, and it was something they had been working on for a lead they had been working on for months. It is quite interesting that that's where this operation went down, so far away from the tribal areas. Mm-hmm. Abbottabad does lie in what's now known as the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, that's the northwest frontier province, which is where so much of the militancy and the insurgency activity has taken place here in Pakistan.
Julie, would it have been relatively easy for bin Laden to hide in that area, to go unnoticed or to evade at least Pakistani intelligence for so long?
Well, you know, it's hard to believe that someone like that could, you know, evade being spotted. I mean, this is an iconic figure that the world knows.
A 6'4", apparently.
That the world knows. Having said that, what we don't know is how long it's believed he was here. But the United States, according to the president, has been tracking this for months. I mean, it doesn't suggest that he was hiding in plain sight. This was a compound, as the president said, that was gone after. What kind of compound, we're not certain yet. But it is interesting that you could travel from one side of the country to the other. And it does suggest that there would be, you know, conceivable holes here in the Pakistani intelligence. Having said that, it appears that they did work together to get this done.
Julie McCarthy, stand by for us. I want to ask Tom Bowman a question about this. Tom, there's been a lot of mixed information about whether the Pakistanis have been cooperating with U.S. intelligence in Pakistan and in the border areas in an effort to find al-Qaeda and even Taliban leading figures. And does this, in a sense, put that question to rest?
Well, I think there's still a problem here that the Pakistanis have been cooperating to some regard with al-Qaeda, and also interested in going, as Julie would know better, going after the Pakistani Taliban. They've been less helpful in going after the Afghan Taliban over the years, and that's been a huge source of tension, particularly with the U.S. military, because a lot of those Afghan Taliban have safe havens in Pakistan to go across the border and kill American soldiers. So, but clearly, as the president said tonight, this effort to get bin Laden came down with cooperation from Pakistan. So that's a huge deal, I think, from as far as the Americans would say.
You're listening to live coverage from NPR News on the announcement that Osama bin Laden has been killed. This evening, President Obama just made that announcement a short time ago. Joining us on the line is Michael Scheuer. Michael Scheuer is not available yet. We'll return to him in a moment. Don Gagne is in the studio with me, covered the White House for us for many years as our national political correspondent. Don Gagne, let me ask you about the politics here. President Obama has come under criticism from some quarters for increased drone attacks, predator attacks on targets in Pakistan. I wonder whether there is some kind of connection between what happened tonight and what's been going on over the past few years.
Again, there's a lot.
You've been listening to special coverage from National Public Radio here on Minnesota Public Radio News. This is Minnesota Public Radio News, 91.1 KNOW, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Read breaking news and listen online at nprnews.org. As you heard earlier, we heard from the president at the White House. He was announcing the death of Osama bin Laden, the mastermind behind the September 11th, 2001 terror attacks that killed thousands of Americans. A small team of Americans carried out the attack and took custody of the body of bin Laden. And that's according to President Barack Obama, who spoke live from the White House. Lots of people have gathered around the White House. We saw them earlier chanting USA and also singing the national anthem. We will continue special coverage with the BBC on the this event. Again, President Obama announcing the death of Osama bin Laden, and the U.S. has recovered his body.